This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And the first hour of this weekend edition is being recorded live from the floor of the PDAC Investment Conference in Toronto, one of the largest resource investment conferences in the world, and a great opportunity for me to sit down with a number of companies. And that's what I'm doing for this first hour, is bringing on a few different companies that we've gotten some questions on, that are sponsors on the website, and some that even aren't sponsors on the website that I think really deserve to be paid attention to. In these first two segments, I'm going to be sitting down with Vincent Metcalf. Vincent has been on the show before. He works with Osisko Gold Royalties. He also works with Falco Resources. First off, though, Vincent, let's talk about Osisko Gold Royalties. You guys have been very active in the last, well, you could argue last couple of years, but even in these last few months, you're continuing to take equity positions. You're continuing to buy streams. Can you talk on a high level what the strategy is for not just this year, but playing this bull market for you and the rest of the team out of Cisco?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me again on the show. It's always very enjoyable to speak with you. But, so essentially what we're doing at Osisko Royalties right now is, we're looking at the space, So what we wanted to do 20 or 30 months ago now, when we created the company, is really find a niche for us to really act on some of the most interesting opportunities that we find, in the sector. And for us to do that is we actually went somewhat down market compared to the other very senior, royalty companies, in the sense that we do get involved in certain projects at a very early stage, and we believe that in the long term what we're going to be able to do by doing that is create our own set of opportunities and our own portfolio of early stage opportunities. But over 3, 4, 5 years, a lot of those projects are going to be maturing into near-term development, near-term production. So from that point of view, that's why we don't shy away from buying equity and early-stage royalties on some of the better projects and better environments we think are in the gold sector and so on.
So I know there are investors out there that like to see kind of these big headline deals, these $200 million, $300 million deals. But what I think is unique about Osisko is that you're looking, as you said, more downstream and some of the smaller deals, albeit not tiny deals by any means, but you're more spreading the money around. I think this is de-risking the company, but can you explain why maybe you are focused in this area?
Sure. Well, we have, we have two of the best royalties in the sector at the moment on Canadian Malartic and Éléonore, which are in brand new mines that we actually put in production in terms of Canadian Malartic. As you know, our technical team is the one that actually built the asset, and from that point of view, we still have that team in place. It's in our stable of companies, so between Falco, Osisko Mining, Barkerville, and so on, our technical team is spread out between those different companies. So the way we look at things really is by buying royalties on early stage projects, and by also we actually did our first stream last week on the Gibraltar asset, the Taseko mine, essentially in BC. We believe that by spreading our capital around in different parts of, as you say, I guess we're somewhat vertically integrated, if you want to say, because we're buying some exploration, but we're also buying some production. We believe that in the long term, yeah, we're going to be much more diversified, and also we're going to be able to capitalize on much higher gains than some of the typical big deals like the $200 and $300 and even $500 million deals that we've seen over the last couple of years from the big senior companies on the royalty space. We believe the returns are actually way more interesting for us on the smaller deals. So from that point of view, by using our technical team, we're able to, basically play on more diverse sets of assets, if you want to say.
Now, when you are taking these equity positions in some of these explorers, mines that aren't built yet or look to be coming down the line, how active of a role do you take in these companies? You don't just invest and stand back, do you?
It really depends. If we believe the management team in place is good, we won't get involved. We are happy with to keep the equity. In cases like Falco, Barkerville, and Osisko Mining, we have our own team actually working on those projects, which and they're actually ran out of our offices. But last year we bought a royalty on Arizona Mining, and we also put some equity into the project. We didn't take any active role on management team. We believe they have the proper team in place, so we're very happy to just stand back and basically stay on our equity position on our royalty.
Now, one other thing that I find very interesting about Osisko is the cash position that you're in too. You guys have been able to raise money, and you have a nice cash position in the bank. Can you talk about that, please?
Absolutely. We have essentially $500 million in cash at the moment. We also have a $300 million equity book, which is quite sizable, and also we have access to $200 million of available line of credit. So basically we have firepower for about $1 billion Canadian at Osisko Royalty. So we're definitely looking at obviously smaller stuff, but we're also competing on the bigger stuff as well. So from that point of view, our team is very, very active at any given day.
Well, and you're able to take part in some of the bigger deals if you want to, talking about that cash position. When you're looking at deals moving forward, and I know every deal is different, are you looking at more cash deals? Or are you looking to issue shares? What's the strategy there?
I mean, at this point, we're definitely more prone to be using our cash. It's definitely something that we want to deploy. I know, there's definitely a lot of different opportunities. For shares, I think it'd probably be more of a transformational deal if we were to go down that route. But at the moment, we're really looking to deploy our cash more than anything.
And now let's talk about geographic regions, because Osisko is very active in Canada, but you're not just focused on Canada. Can you talk about the areas that you like, that your team likes, and maybe why?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously our main focus is Quebec. Our second focus is somewhat the rest of Canada, with BC and Ontario being our main provinces, which we focus after Quebec. But once we're out of Canada, we're definitely somewhat focused on the Americas. And then following that, it's all about the operator. If we find a project with a great operator that's proven, we won't be shy to invest in that company. But definitely we have a lot of people in our company that have a lot of experience all around the world, especially in Latin America, Mexico. We won't shy away from going in those places.
Now, how active do you expect to be through the rest of this year, too? Because you already, as I mentioned, have had a busy start to the year. What about the rest of this year?
Well, we expect to be very, very busy. We have, we've already deployed about on 7 different opportunities this year in 27. Not all big deals, but
that's a lot. We're only in March. Beginning of March.
Absolutely. There's never a dull moment at Osisko. But essentially, I think what's great right now is what we're trying to do is really fuel the exploration in Canada and the rest of the world. Right now, we have, between our various companies that we are associated with, we have about 40 drills running between Osisko Mining, Falco, Barkerville. If you include Arizona, they probably have a few. But if you look at our royalty package, there's about 900,000 meters of drilling on our properties this year, which is completely insane. And we had about 800 last year. So
Wow. It's,
that's how we create, value on our packages, helping those companies basically have a great exploration program.
Well, and that's what's so interesting, I think, even about the market now, is that there is a lot of drilling going on out there. There is a lot of money coming into the sector and coming into good companies, and Osisko is a great example of being able to utilize that cash that you have in the bank, put it into the ground, too, and that's what we like to see, and that's why I appreciate following along with you and following along with the Osisko story. But next segment, we are going to talk about Falco, because you are the CFO of Falco, and we've also got a lot of interest from our listeners on what Falco's doing, because that's also a 40,000-meter drill program, I believe, that you have underway. So, everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back continuing our discussion with Vincent Metcalf, but this time focusing on Falco Resources.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing my conversation with Vincent Metcalf, and now this time focusing on Falco Resources. Let's first start by talking about this 40,000-meter drill program that is currently underway. We had an update from you a few weeks back, but because there's so much going on, how's that moving? What can investors expect?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's such a great time right now to be drilling because there's somewhat of a renewed interest on the exploration side. And that's, I think, what happened over the last couple of years at Falco is we had a great asset in Horn 5, which you know all about. And we really focused on basically advancing that as much as possible on the engineering side. But now with the renewed interest in exploration, obviously our team always believes in the drilling program. That's internally, that's always been our focus, is drilling a lot of meters all around the world. But essentially, right now we have a program, as you said, 40,000 meters, which will be testing 8 different targets around the Horn. And essentially what we're looking for is, in our package right now, there's 740,000 hectares of land in our package, and essentially what we want to find is anything remotely close to the Horn, which could be feed in the future to the Horn mine. So right now our first pass is focused on 15 kilometers around the Horn, and those are, you know, some of them are really greenfields exploration targets, but some of them are mostly brownfield targets. For those of you that aren't necessarily too familiar with our package, on our package there's actually 13 former mines, whether it's base metals or gold, but essentially it's, you know, it was one of the most prospective areas in Canada in terms of gold mining. The first mine, which was the Horn, original Horn, was built in 1927. But since then, there's been a tremendous amount of activity in that region. So from that point of view, it's really those 8 first targets, and that's kind of a first pass. If we find something really interesting, we could double that. We've done that with the Osisko mining side of things. We started with a 50,000-meter program last year, and that ended up morphed into a 400,000-meter program over 2 years. So, you know, we definitely believe in the drill bit. So if we do find something interesting, we're going to follow up very quickly on some of those targets.
Now, I do have a couple more questions about some of these targets, but you did mention greenfield and brownfield type of exploration targets. For some of our listeners that maybe have heard these terms before but don't totally understand what they mean, can you please quickly explain that?
Absolutely. So greenfield is definitely some very, very early stage projects, which it's, you know, we our geologists go on the field, they pick up rocks, it's more prospection, and actually it's completely new targets. Brownfield are usually in or around historical deposits. Some of them may have been drilled a few holes here and there, so we know there's hints of gold or whatever we're looking for. So it's those are usually targets that have been worked on or basically had a deposit nearby. So those are the two types of targets that we're looking for.
Now, out of all of these targets right around the Horn 5 deposit, there are so many historic mines dating back hundreds of years, really. How many out of these drill targets are historic mines, and are you just hoping to really prove out that there's still resources in the ground?
Yeah, so, you know, we're not necessarily focusing on the historical mines, but in and around those 13 former deposits, we have probably 3 of them and that are really that we're going to be focusing on. But the major greenfield one, which is very similar to one of our historical targets that we had when we were with the Osisko Mining in Canadian Malartic, which it was in the Queenston package, was the Upper Beaver mine. There's a very similar target, which is called the Duprocianite, which we think has a very, very similar type of sense. So that's one that we're really going to be focusing on or hoping we find something interesting.
And now, Falco, one of the other questions we've gotten is, what is the relationship with Osisko? And I think people can understand by us talking about Osisko in the first segment and now talking about Falco, there is this relationship. And Osisko Gold Royalties is, I believe, just over 14% shareholder.
13.5, because we've just closed another financing. But yes, essentially what's really important, Falco is ran out of the same office as Osisko Royalties. Luke Lessard, the president of Falco, is actually the person who built Canadian Malartic for Osisko Gold Royalties. So he's a mine builder. He's built 11 mines in his lifetime. That's what he focuses on. It's his, you know, bread and butter. So from that point of view, it's the same team that built Canada's largest gold mine at the moment that's focused on Falco. From that point of view, we're in good hands.
Now, what is the strategy here? Because there is a lot of exploration going on, but as you just mentioned, you guys are mine builders. So what's this going to look like in the next few years?
We like to have our days as busy as possible. So what we're doing at Falco is really having 2 different parallel tracks. So we're going to keep advancing Horn 5 as quickly as possible. We, you know, Cisco was the first mine, Canadian Malartic, went from drilling to production in 6 years. We hope we're going to be able to do the same thing at Horn 5, which is truly a fast track. So from that point of view, Luke is really on, you know, taking care of that development timeline. And at the same time, we're going to keep exploring on our package, because in the end, that's where we could add even more value to Horn, but also to the rest of our package. So, and Quebec's a great place because we're able to drill with flow-through shares, which are less dilutive for shareholders. So it's a great environment right now to be drilling, but it's also a great environment to be building, because everybody knows that most of the senior producers are going to hit a big production cliff come 2020, 2021. So there is going to be a need for new mines and big mines, and that's what our main focus is.
Well, we've already seen a lot of the major companies start to also take equity positions in the explorers, and this is because they really cut back on all their exploration work. So they are behind the curve on that one, but as you guys are moving forward with your properties, and I very much respect that, and I look forward to following along with that. But this 40,000 meter drill program, this costs money. I believe there's $10 million budgeted, which you have in the bank, right?
Correct. As I said, we're going to start with 40,000 meters. If we keep hitting and find some stuff, it could double, it could triple. We're always happy to put more money into the ground, because in the end, that's where value is created.
Absolutely. And are there going to be any studies coming out?
Yeah, so on the Horn 5, we're going to be completing the feasibility by the end of the second quarter. So that'll be done. That'll be, you know, really a very thorough analysis. And in the end, we're going to also be doing the environmental impact assessments. Once we'll have those two reports, we could start the permitting process on the Horn 5, which we expect is probably going to be between 12 and 18 months. And then following that, construction at one point during 2019.
Okay, but the permitting and dealing with everybody in that area, it's a mining jurisdiction.
Absolutely. I mean, it's if there's one area you want to be in Quebec, it's in the Abitibi. You know, the existing mining culture is very, very strong. There's a lot of contractors, there's a lot of very skilled labor. So from that point of view, we're in the best spot possible. And also the government has been very supportive. We also saw the investment arm of the government through Investissement Québec put $10 million right into to Falco. So from that point of view, we're very happy with the support that we're having.
All right. Well, Vince, I appreciate you taking some time out of your very busy schedule here, and I appreciate the hard work that Falco is doing. Also, Cisco, you're a very busy guy, and I know that our audience appreciates it as well because of all the interest and all the questions that we're getting. So I'm going to be staying in touch with you. If anybody does have more questions, please be sure to email me, because Vince is willing and able to answer all of our questions when we want them, and that's great for shareholders. So Vince, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back continuing on with coverage from PDAC.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition, I'm getting an update from one of our sponsors and one of the companies that I'm really excited to be covering for our audience and on our website. The company is Mariana Resources. I am here with the CEO, Glenn Parsons. Glenn, I just wanted to get an update from you in terms of what the company is doing. First of all, this week you did just release the full 43-101 on SEDAR. I will have a link to that report for everybody to check out, read in depth on it. But let's start off with the Hot Maden project in Turkey. There's already been a lot of work done and a lot of news that came out, including a very impressive PEA earlier on this year. But what else is coming down the line for investors?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. I mean, on Hot Maden, obviously, we are extremely busy. I mean, our partner, who's actually running it, Lydia, they are, you know, moving this now from PEA. We're going to PFS by the end of the year. So in the pre-feasibility study, obviously, we have to complete a lot of studies. There is ongoing drilling. A lot of it is around the main zone, so it is geotechnical drilling as well. However, there is still that exploration potential within that. And then further on, in terms of north and south, we have got the exploration drilling and condemnation drilling, which is going to start, and that's with the additional rig as well. So we'll have three rigs running pretty soon at Hot Maden. So we're looking at PFS by the end of the year, obviously ongoing drilling all the way through the year, and as well as studies, and then probably a resource upgrade coming closer to the PFS time.
Okay, I think there's one aspect that investors need to understand, your relationship with Lydia, because this project is in Turkey, and Lydia is a very major company in Turkey, but you two are working as a team in the sense that you're helping Lydia kind of understand the markets as well, correct?
No, that's correct. We we've just been at BMO, and I mean, they have stated objectives of actually listing a mining business. So they really have transitioned themselves as well. And they do see us as a, we certainly are the voice for Hot Maden all the time. But they are, as I say, their objective is to actually list by around 2020-ish. So therefore, in terms of Hot Maden, we're looking at production at around 2019. So 2019, so effectively, you know, we are pretty aligned in terms of how fast we are trying to get to production and therefore hence move the project on as fast as possible, so which is quite a nice position to be in.
Well, that's what I find interesting, because it is a 70-30 split where Mariana does hold 30% of this project, but you're both bringing unique aspects to advancing this project. And with the PFS coming out, this is, I guess, just a natural progression through developing what looks like a very impressive project, which should be a very impressive mine.
Well, it is. I mean, it's certainly, if you look at the PEA numbers, $1.37 billion after tax, you know, in terms of value dollars, and I think the key here is really the impressive IRR. You know, that's 153%, which really indicates really high cash flow return to shareholders and a really short payback. The project is envisaged to be quite a small footprint operation and relatively modest capex of around $170 million upfront. So, we're talking on average 300,000 ounces a year just on the copper side, and then there's still 15,000 tons copper per year that we're looking on an average basis. So this is a real cash flow generator for both of us.
It's just great to see you guys at PDAC as well, because it was 2 years ago when this Hot Maden project actually really broke the markets, and it was the story of PDAC.
That's right. PDAC was going through, you know, I mean, I think the industry is going through a bit of a doldrum, and obviously we've seen a nice pickup. But in that time, I mean, we had two holes. You know, February 2015 was the discovery. So we've come from discovery 2015 through two cycles at PDAC, and you can see the interest has just growing and growing, and obviously the project has grown and delivered.
Absolutely. Now let's move over to a couple of the other projects that Mariana holds, because in all fairness, these are also projects that I pay very close attention to, and I think there's some potential out here. You're drilling a lot of these projects, doing a lot of work on them. Let's talk about them. Let's move to Western Turkey and the Ergama project. You did just complete some drilling, so we should be expecting some drill results here shortly.
Well, that's right. I mean, we're probably close to finishing a drill program now. I mean, the first two holes, the idea was the first two holes was really a proof of concept. It is a porphyry system. We wanted to know, is there gold copper mineralization? The good thing is we're on the margin, and we have seen quite nice steady mineralization throughout the holes, so it's holes one and two, and we certainly know that we are not yet in the center of the system. So we would anticipate with the new permitting and being able to get into the center, some better holes coming down, some better results, but you know, very encouraging in terms of what we have out of the first two holes in terms of just the principle of the grade that we're seeing there on average compared to some of the other similar projects around, you know, so who've got stated resources. So, you know, there's some good scope at Ergama. If I just move on then to Côte d'Ivoire, recent acquisition of ours in October last year, and here we are actually, you know, we've moved this thing quite fast since acquisition, really getting in on the ground, stream sediment, soil sampling. We've actually moved to an auger, 10,000 meter auger program now, so that's a geochem program at the end of the day, but it's over our main zones. And then we've actually just started flying our Aeromag, so we'll be able to put all those three together and really try and get these anomalous areas and our targeting maybe a little bit better for drilling hopefully later this year.
Now, the projects in the Ivory Coast, it seems like you are putting some attention into these and almost developing a bigger land package, aren't you? Is that the plan to move forward, maybe even acquire some other properties, or is it to focus on your current projects?
I think, you know, if we put all projects, you know, we do have a pipeline, and we've always liked a pipeline. We do like to put the pipeline at various stages where it's merited. Ivory Coast, recent acquisition, we see the potential, and the market does love Ivory Coast. There's no doubt there's a lot of anticipation and potential coming out of it. We see the ability to actually develop a really a sizable sort of momentum-shifting business within Côte d'Ivoire as well. So, yes, we certainly do look at other opportunities. We see the potential to grow the business, to maybe get some new ground and maybe try and, if you want to put, add a bit more weight to the whole portfolio in Ivory Coast, with a view of then, if, as it delivers, we would hope that it can actually become, you know, another Hot Modern in its own right, if you want to call it.
Okay, let's move over to kind of the final district that Marianne is also involved in, and that's Argentina. Can you give us an update on what is happening with the Argentina portfolio?
Sure. So Argentina, I mean, as you know, that's the roots of Mariana, but we've been really working on a low-cost basis down there for some time. And now with the change, and we always talk about the change, and that's really is positive what the government's trying to do there in terms of the mining code, we see that the ability to lift our project back up to some form of, get some value out of it, is certainly there. And we've actually really targeted high-grade prospects, and we are in the position now that we are ready to drill them. So we are hoping to be drilling them in the next quarter. That's the intention. And with that, it probably gives us the ability to relift and actually give Argentina a new face going forward.
Glenn, I have to say, Marianne is a great example of a number of the companies that are now sponsors on our website that are going after their projects this year. And that's what I find exciting, not only about these companies, but about the market. The market is starting to recognize good news and follow along with these stories. And I commend you for taking, one could call it, an aggressive approach to a number of different projects, having a number of different irons in the fire, because I think that helps not only protect investors, but also provide the upside, the potential upside, let's at least call it. But I do have to ask, as for cash flow, where do you stand? What's going to be still kind of available to you?
Sure. So at the moment, we're sitting with around $5 million US in the bank. And that really does cover all our projects, as well as Hot Marden. Certainly, you know, we would never neglect Hot Marden. We would protect Hot Marden to the end. But we do have some warrants kicking in as well. And we probably, after having spent our $5 million, will still sit at the end of the year with the warrant money coming in, which we've got some expiries. We're going to sit with around $3 million US in the bank by December. So pretty strong position to be in, as you say, with a company that's trying to work its portfolio to get some value out of its portfolio.
Yeah, hey, Glenn, I have to say, this is very interesting. I do continue to like what Marianne is doing, and I appreciate you taking some time to update our audience and realize that there's a lot going on with this company, and we can expect some pretty steady news flow, not only just throughout this quarter, but throughout the entire year. So I look forward to continuing to keep our audience up to date. If anybody has any questions, please be sure to email me, but one thing you can be sure of is that I will keep up to date with Glenn and his team at Marianne, because I think they're a company that needs to be on at least everybody's radar. Glenn, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Welcome back, and here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Originally, I was going to have a member of the PDAC organization join me to recap the show, but unfortunately, scheduling conflicts arose, and we could not make that happen before the show needed to be sent out to the radio station. So what I am presenting here is the most popular post on the KE Report website this week, and it was the market wrap between Doc and I for Thursday. I hope you enjoy. Welcome in to our daily market wrap here on the KE Report. Good news, the doctor is back in, and he's going to join me for the market wrap. I was all prepared to do it myself, so Doc, I'm going to first throw it over to you, and then I'm going to make a number of comments related to gold and silver in terms of what I'm seeing, some of which on the charts and some of which comparing it to last year. So, to kick it off, how about you share with us some of your comments on what you're seeing in this continued downward move for gold. Gold is currently just above $1,200 an ounce, but only by about $2. This sell-off, while be it slow, is continuing. Do you think it will continue, Doc?
Absolutely, Corey. And in fact, while others were talking about the fact that this move from December was going to be similar to last year, I kept warning people that this was a very weak market and that we were going to pull back, and we have. And I think it's surprising a lot of people. And it's not surprising to me because the technicals that I follow were telling me that this thing didn't have a lot of fumes to run on anymore. And you're going to continue to see a pullback. Now, you might see a little move up, but the path of least resistance for a while is going to be down. And a lot of these precious metal stocks are also getting hurt. A lot of them are over 50% below their highs of last year. Some are actually 70 or 80% below. So you had a phenomenal retracement on these things, and it's not over. It's going to continue for a while, Corey.
Okay, Doc, I have a number of notes here that I want to cover with you. We will take them one at a time. First off, I'm looking at the weekly chart for pretty much all of these notes, the downtrend line, and I'm comparing gold and silver here, okay? So the downtrend line that has been in place from the sell-off mid-last year, silver managed to break this downtrend line and is still holding above it. Gold, however, failed to do so. In my eyes, this is more positive for silver and maybe a bit disappointing for gold. How do you feel about this first technical indicator?
Yeah, I think silver isn't going to get hit as hard as gold. It's going to get hit here. I mentioned a while back that we would see 1710 on silver before we started even down. And I don't know, what are we at right now, Corey, as far as silver is concerned?
So silver is currently sitting at about $17.
So we got past my 1710. And quite a while ago, 4 or 5 weeks ago, I mentioned to folks in your listeners that we had a chance to get back to between $16 and $16.50 on silver. And now that we've taken out the 1710 position that I was looking at, I think we continue to move down to that $16 to $16.50 range.
That's interesting you say that, Doc, because my overall target for silver is $16.30. Here's another aspect that I want to look at. The 200-week moving average. Silver, this 200-week moving average has almost bottomed. It actually looks like it might start turning up in the next couple weeks. But gold, on the other hand, its 200-week moving average is still drifting lower. And this is one aspect that has me a little bit concerned on this last run-up, is that even though gold and silver, for that matter, broke the 200-week moving average, when you come up and challenge this moving average and it's still drifting down, it's very hard to maintain above there for a prolonged period of time. And right now, we are still seeing this sell-off. Gold below the 200-week moving average. This is just another sign for me that silver does look like a stronger market.
Yes, it does, and I think it'll remain that way. And you know the thing about gold and the 200-week moving average, what it tells you, and that's another technical reason why I wasn't impressed with this move up by gold or by silver, and we're frankly in a range. And it's because what it tells me is it's going to be a while before those 200-week moving averages turn up, especially for gold. And that tells you that this is going to be a prolonged period of sideways movement for these markets. And that's one thing that a lot of technicians don't understand, because they use other technical methodologies that I don't use, things like cycle theory and Elliott Wave and some of those others, and they don't understand the significance of some of these other things. And so it tells you that we have a long ways to go yet in this market, and something we've been talking about continuously for weeks to months, Corey. We've been talking about how this would be a U-shaped recovery. In fact, before it even recovered, we talked that it wouldn't be a V-shape like 2009, but to expect a totally different type of recovery this time. And that's what we're witnessing here. We're witnessing a U-shaped recovery for these metals, and it's going to continue for a while until at least late this year, if we're lucky. Otherwise, 2018.
Okay, Doc, you and I do look at a number of the same technicals, but we do try to consider some of the other technical factors out there. But you do need to remember that there are so many different ways of looking at charts, and that's why I don't think any one way is right every single time, but I do follow along to how you look at the charts. Here's another aspect that I do want to compare between gold and silver, and that is, let's compare the moves of last year to this year, especially at this time, because both gold and silver did experience a bit of a sell-off starting in pretty much the beginning of March. The only difference is this year, compared to last year, silver is higher than where it was. Gold is actually lower. And for gold, when gold managed to break $1,200 in early February 2016, it held $1,200 until November, when it really started to break down. This, to me, is somewhat significant, showing the short-term weakness in gold, because we are very, very close, and it looks quite certain to me that we are going to break $1,200.
Absolutely. We're going to break 1200. I have mentioned the price of 1160 about 4 weeks ago, when it was still looking like it might go higher to a lot of people. I mentioned 1160. We're going to see 1160 in my view, and then we'll see where we go from there. And it's interesting you mention about other methodologies and how they can be useful. I mentioned that we would probably see a left or a translation a left translation to
a
this movement.
A left translated cycle, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And we talked about that. I mentioned it back then, and that's what it looks like it's going to do here. We're going to see a left translated cycle here for Go.
All right, one more aspect that I want to look at, and this is on the monthly chart. Doc, what does it mean to you that when we look at silver, the 200-month moving average stands at about $15, and it is sloping up? Gold's 200-week moving average is also sloping up, but that's down at $900. So this is quite a difference. Silver, very much closer to the 200-month moving average. Gold, still quite a ways off.
Exactly. But I do, the good news is I think that silver stays above that 200-month moving average. I think we can go back, like we talked about, to $16 to $16.50. And then I would be shocked if it took out the 200-month moving average. I don't think it will. And I guess that's the good news, Corey.
So overall, you and I both agree that silver is looking better than gold on these charts that we're looking at. But doesn't that bode well for the precious metals in general? Because silver typically does perform better than gold in precious metals bull markets, and vice versa. In bear markets, silver performs worse. So if we are seeing a better outlook for silver than gold right now, that has to be long-term still positive for the overall precious metals complex.
Absolutely, and I still believe in this market, and that's why on this pullback, and I mention it many times to people, don't chase these rallies, because that's where you get hurt. You often end up actually losing money. And that's why on this pullback, I will start to purchase some of these precious metal stocks again, because I believe we're in the incipient beginning of a bull market here, and we're in the first inning. And especially with this pullback, we're in the first inning, and people are going to have to be patient. For investors, if you take positions on pullbacks and just hold over a period of time, you're going to be rewarded. Of course, if you're a trader, it's a different ballgame. I don't do a lot of trading, although on the first move up in 2015, late 2015 to the high in 2016, mid 2016, I sold off a number of my stocks, as I mentioned on your program, but I kept others. But what it does is it protects me in this turn down where I'm still in good shape as far as what I hold. But I will add to those, and I'm going to start to buy some of those that have come off that I haven't owned for a while.
All right, there you have it. Wrapping up the first hour. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.